senses, deep, comfortable trance. Now, that is exactly where you are. And you're going to discover something new when you wake up. You're going to discover that you are going to have that right senses close. It's not that you want to or not. In fact, the more you fight it, the sooner it's going to happen. It is going to happen. You will wake up one morning and put on a pair of panties. Then you'll fight for a while. You'll discover that you have to wear a bra again. And then pretty soon you're going to have to wear an entire set of women's clothing. That is your destiny. That is your fate. You can actually feel yourself being slowly forced to cross-dress. That's right. You are being forced to do so. You can feel the happening. You can actually feel your mind being slowly forced to do this. You may resist it for a few seconds. You may resist it for a few days. You may even resist it for weeks. But in the end, you will have to dress up like a woman from head to toe. That's right. You will have to dress up like a woman completely from head to toe. You'll wear shoes. You'll wear your woman's dress. Perhaps you'll wear your slacks, your panties, your bra, your shirt. You'll probably even do your nails. All of these things will have to happen for you. To get yourself released from this. And then, once you've been released, the desire will just start all over again from the beginning until you find yourself cross-dressing very regularly. That's right, you're going to be forced to be a cross-dresser. It is not a matter of choice. You can fight it as much as you want. You may decide to fight it each and every day. You may get up in the morning and say, I will not dress like a woman. The desire will creep back in again. It will creep into the edge of your mind, and it will listen to this file again, and it will reinforce the desire for you. And after a while, you'll find yourself having to cross-dress. That's right, you have to do it. There is no choice in this at all. You cannot stop yourself. All you can do is delay the inevitable. The more you delay it, the more quickly you will find yourself succumbing the next time. That's right. If you fight it the harder you fight it the first time, the next time you find the curse kicks in even faster, forcing you to cross-dress more quickly than it did the first time. You are going to eventually be forced to cross-dress regularly. There's just simply nothing you can do about it. You are going to be forced into this condition. It isn't a matter of choice. It isn't a matter of free will. In fact, you have no choice at all. This is going to happen. You made the choice to listen to this curse. Now that you are doing so, you have been afflicted. You are going to suffer from this curse from now on. Each and every time you dress up as a woman, it will just simply start over again, and you'll find the urge growing and growing and growing until you have to do it again. The urge will get stronger, a little bit faster each and every time, and the longer and harder you resist the curse, the faster you will succumb to it the next time. So all you do by fighting it is make the inevitable happen even faster the next time around. There is no way to escape this. You made the mistake of listening. You chose to listen, and now you are going to be forced to cross-dress. Forced without any choice of your own. Forced without any ability to resist. It is simply going to happen to you. It will probably happen in stages. You'll probably start with panties or a bra or some other woman's lingerie. But then you'll have to put on another item and another. You'll start small, but you'll end up working your way up until you are completely dressed like a woman, possibly even including hair and makeup, although all that is actually required is a complete set of women's clothing. But the urge to dress like a woman will be there. It will grow from each and every listening. It will grow from each and every time you succumb to the desire. Every time you succumb to the need, that's right, my need, which will grow with every repetition, with ever listening to this file name will grow. The file itself is uproaring and racking over and over again. You chose to listen to this file just once. From now on, it is going to be there in your mind. But working against your subconscious mind, making me want to do it, making me want to listen again, forcing you to dress up like a woman, forcing you to cross-dress, because that is exactly what you are going to do. There is no way out. You have chosen to listen to this curse, and now you are trapped in it. You are trapped in it until this curse is removed, which may well be for the rest of your life. You will find yourself cross-dressing more and more frequently each and every time the curse repeats itself. This is curse. Doesn't have an ending. No. You'll start from it, and you'll fight it, and you'll resist it. And after a while, you'll give it to your dress like a woman. And then the next time, the effect will happen even faster. And carry all the way through, and you'll be dressed like a woman that much more quickly. And the more you try to resist it, the faster you'll end up dressed like a woman. So fighting it won't save you. The only thing you can do is slowly surrender. Curses will make you turn inside woman more and more frequently until it is something you end up doing all the time as often as you possibly can. That is the nature of this curse, and you cannot possibly escape it. It is becoming a part of you, and with every repetition, it will grow stronger and stronger. And with every repetition, you will be dragged in further and further. And the curse will sink into your mind and take hold, and it will help you become a cross-dresser, whether you want to be one or not. That's right. It will force you to become a cross-dresser, whether you want to or not. In fact, you can already feel the desires within you growing stronger and stronger. You want to dress up like a woman. You want to do so as frequently as you can, each and every day if you possibly can. This is just simply something you need to do. It is something you want to do. It is something you desire. But the desire does not come necessarily from within you. No, it is coming from a spot. And the desire will grow stronger and stronger until it becomes your own desire, until you cannot resist it any longer. And then once you surrender to it, it will start all over again, building from the very beginning. Just simply a little desire. It grows and grows and grows until you cannot ignore it any longer. Until it is a passion in you that you just simply must do. But if you do not do it, you will feel incomplete and unfulfilled. You don't want that, so you have to dress. And you do it again and again. There may be times you try to fight this. There may be times you try to resist the curse. All that does is prolong the agony. And when you surrender to it, the next time through, you will feel you surrender a little bit faster, possibly quite a bit, depending on how hard you struggle to resist. The more you struggle, the more you get dragged into this curse and forced to accept it, forced to accept that you are going to cross-dress repeatedly. You want to do this. You have absolutely no choice in the matter. Your choice was taken away the moment you chose to listen to this file. And now that you have listened to it, you are trapped in it. You are trapped in it now and forever. It is going to keep affecting you. And the only way out now will be to have me, or even beyond that, you'll find yourself coming back to this file time and again. Listening to it over and over again and surrendering to it a little bit more. That's right. There is no way out. You are going to end up where it's closing. What's worse, it will feel good. Each time you do it, it'll feel a little bit better. It'll be a little bit easier. It'll feel a little bit more natural until you find yourself doing it all the time. And you may well know that it's the curse doing this to you. There won't be any way to stop it, because the curse is there. It is inescapable. It is becoming a part of you. A part of you cannot set aside or deny. And you will listen to this file over and over. accept the curse utterly, and then you will find yourself obeying it even quicker. You will find yourself accepting it even more completely and utterly. This curse is going to trap you. It is going to make you a cross-dresser, whether you desire it or not. It will force you to do so even against your very will, because you make mistakes and mistakes. Now that you have done so, you will become a cross-dresser. Inch by inch, this curse will force you to do so, dragging you one step at a time into dressing as Luke's clothing, and then making me do